all the time that she didn't spend back east. She would go back east sometimes in the winter for a couple months, but basically she lived with us.
Okay. What about your grandfather? Another name for him that you used?
Of course, I never knew. Okay. I never knew him, and I didn't know my mother's dad very well either.
Okay.
So I really didn't have any grandparents other than the step-grandmother that lived with us.
Okay. All right. What about, do you have another name for your children when you call them as a group?
Not really.
Sometimes I hear people say kids. Would you say kids?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course they're my kids.
Okay.
I never thought of it being any word but what you always use.
Exactly. And would you say... Would you use the term, when you talk about them growing up and you taking a part in that, would you say you raised them or reared them or brought them up? Do you remember what you would prefer?
Probably raised them.
Okay. And did any of them resemble one of the parents more than the other? Do you hear that comment about your daughter or your son?
Mm-hmm. My oldest daughter looks like me, bless her heart. Youngest daughter looks like her father's family.
Okay.
And the son, we never could figure out who he looked like.
Which one did you say was the oldest?
Mary is the oldest.
Uh-huh. First daughter. That's the one that was in Boise, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where were they born? Where were your children born?
In Colorado Springs.
Okay. You mentioned you were born here. Were you born in a house? Or?
Yes. It was a, what would be the local maternity ward.
Okay.
Which was just a little house.
Oh. So it wasn't in your house, it was in a special?
No, it was a special.
Okay. Who ran that? Or?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't.
Was that, you think there would have been a doctor there or a midwife? Or?
Well, there'd have been, yeah. The doctor was probably called in, you know. But,
okay. Did they do midwives in this area much?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any? Did you know of anybody who did that?
No, I don't. I really don't, but I'm sure there would have been a lot of home births, and I'm sure there were midwives.
Okay.
Maybe not known as such. Maybe it was just the neighbor lady that happened to be
there. Yeah, I hear that. Sometimes they're called granny or something like that. Does that sound familiar to you?
No, that doesn't. As a midwife, that doesn't.
Okay. What about names for your husband? Do people use other words for their husbands around here that you know?
Golly, I don't know.
Spouse or just husband?
Well, either one.
Okay.
You'd hear either one. I don't know.
Okay. Well, now we're on that subject. You kind of skipped over. Let me ask you a little bit about Paul. This is his name.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
How long have you been together?
We were married in February of 98. So we're going on 7 years.
Pretty recent.
I lost my first husband in 1986.
Okay.
And I didn't remarry until 98.
How did your first husband pass away?
Heart problems.
We've been together since 98. Is he from Lennon originally?
No, he isn't. He's from Glenwood Springs.
Oh, that's why he's got the problem there. Okay. What's his ancestry? Do you know?
Paul, you want to come help us a little bit?
We're talking about you for a minute. I was wondering what your ancestry was.
My ancestry?
Yeah.
My mother's folks came over here from Italy.
Oh, okay.
Immigrated from Italy.
To Glenwood Springs?
Yeah, they ended up in Carbondale and Glenwood Springs.
Carbondale.
Where is that?
That's down the river from Aspen. You know where Aspen is?
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of Coakdale. That's way down south.
Yeah, actually, they were in Leadville before that. They were miners, you know.
Yeah, I was going to ask that next. Yeah, that's mostly where I turned. And that Leadville, Carbondale, place.